Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
If you would like to get away, we have a service that comes courtesy of the Frommer's Travel Guide and the folks at Frommer's.com, Twitter at Frommer's, F-R-O-M-M-E-R-S. Pauline Frommer is here with, I guess I wanted to first focus on this announcement that WOW, an airline that's headquartered in England, I think, aren't they? Or no,
actually in Iceland.
Iceland, right. So yeah. Iceland Air, in a sense, is going to sell seats to Europe from California for $99. How long does that last?
I think you got to be pretty darn lucky to get one of those seats, but they do exist. I've heard of people who have gotten them.
Really?
They put aside 10% of the seats on some of their off-season flights. This is because they have new service from L.A. and from San Francisco to Iceland, and from Iceland, they fly all over Europe.
Yeah,
you can go to Paris, you can go to London, etc. So it could be a good deal if you can get one of those flights. So don't delay, because there's a limited number of them, and they're kind of at ugly times to fly to Europe. They're in November, they're in October of next year. They're not right away. They're not over the summer, but they do exist, so wow.
Yeah. We have a story at DougStefan.com about this. What are they using? This, I'm going to get into the weeds with you for a minute. What are they using for airplanes? I'm looking at a picture. It looks like it's an A321, which would be not a comfortable ride. The 757s that most of Iceland Air has 757s, and I think they're a very good intermediate airplane, frankly. But you get into, there's now a couple of airlines that are running 737s to Hawaii, even using a 737 to do coast-to-coast transcontinental, which is what Americans doing. They're not the plane for that.
Well, I think they would say it's about the destination, not the journey.
I know they would say that, but for me, part of the fun is riding there. Don't you find that when you take a vacation or a trip for work or whatever it is, don't you want to look forward to the trip itself? That is how you get there before you get there?
I think I've given up on that a long time ago.
Shucks.
Maybe because I'm short, I fly economy. I want to save money so I have stuff to spend when I'm in the destination. And you are going to save money, but you're right. It's not going to be a comfortable flight. They're not going to feed you anything. They're going to pay. You're going to have to pay if you want to get food.
Yeah.
And you're going to pay extra for your luggage. Every single thing will be nickeled and dimed.
Yeah. Well,
but you're going to be spending hundreds less than you normally would to get to Europe.
Yeah. See, that's the difference between maybe me, and I don't think I'm spoiled. I just travel a lot. I don't want to sit in the back. I don't want to sit. I want to I want to be okay when I get there. And if you sit in the middle of the 25th row on a 757 or even a 767 flying from the East Coast to Europe, you're going to be you'll have lost a day by the time you get there to recuperate from that trip. So that's kind of the way I look at it anyway.
Yeah, I'll be in the middle seat today. I'm flying New York to San Diego because I'm appearing at the San Diego Travel and Adventure Show, and I never plan ahead, so I got the seats at the last minute. So middle
seat for me. With all of the work that you do and all as fabulously well-known as you are, that people would be smart enough to take care of you, although you probably want to write on, with the conditions.
Yeah, I have to take care of myself so I can write about it, and I consider my travel mistakes to be made so I can warn people not to do what I just did.
All right, then I'll bite on that. What's the most recent thing that you wrote at Frommer's.com about the happenings of one of your trips?
Well, I think we discussed this a little last week, but I once made the mistake of asking a concierge at a hotel where I should go eat, and he sent me to the worst place ever. It was totally empty. It was clear that he had gotten a kickback for sending me there.
Yeah, right.
It was going to be my last night in country. I really wanted a special meal. I got the exact opposite.
So are people afraid of terrorism when they get on? There are a lot of people who are talking off of some of the blogs and travel sites about cruising and not wanting to go on a cruise because they're afraid some crazy nut's going to throw a bomb on the ship.
It's not that they're going to throw a bomb on the ship, but it is interesting. I mean, this week, Istanbul, a very popular tourist destination in the heart of the tourist area, was bombed. Last week, Disney pulled out of Istanbul even before the bombing. So there are some security issues we have to think about.
Check out all of the issues and all the information. Pauline's father, Arthur, started Fromer's online. It's Fromer's Travel Guides at Fromer's.com. Thank you. Happy traveling. Happy trails.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.